Sentinel Online. Now loading all things Transformers.
And welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron. Joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
Things are crash, boom, banging around here, folks. I don't know what's going on in the world of the Transformers, but I laughed, the toaster laughed, I shot the toaster. Yeah, I'm here.
Wah, wah, wah. It's one of those nights, folks. But
it is Monday. What do you expect? Fucking Mondays.
It is a Monday. But this will be out on Transformers Tuesday. So
yes.
So yeah. So anyways, we're going to get into some various Transformers toys, some convention stuff, and well, some comics.
Yep.
But and then, of course, some 2026 studio series listings of speculatory. These are legit. They're just, it's like, what series do they belong to? Because they all fall under the Primes series that they're doing now with the Generations. Because, you know, we can't name it something else.
Trogen Age of Primus.
Yeah, the Age of the Primes. It's like, okay, too long. Let's pick something else.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow. Getting off first in this conversation is Takara Tomy, Studio Series Commander Optimus Prime, Fixed Heels.
Yeah, I didn't know his heels were broken.
I think they were mismatched.
Okay.
Apparently some of the tolerances were bad too with the mold.
Yeah. That's very true. Yeah, and looking at these photos now. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, so, this is good.
I was gonna say, well, you continue your thought on this, and then I've got something that's kind of a tangent on this.
Yeah, I know we covered that this was coming out, and I know we looked at it, but I don't remember us complaining about the heels. And I don't maybe I'm not paying enough attention to the Transformers toy community anymore, because honestly, it's 2025, and the last episode we did was in February of this year. It is now April, and I gotta say, sorry, not sorry, but my interests right now are everywhere other than the Transformers fandom. I still love Transformers, absolutely, but like, I ain't hip to the jive, man. But I guess okay, so are these photos supposed to show us that they fixed them, or are these supposed to show this is what the problem was?
That's what I'm confused about.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, so the article here says that, courtesy of very own TFW 2005 member Throway, we have some in-hand images and information about the Takara Tomy Series 86 Optimus Prime, which has just been released in Japan. This release features a slightly different box with some Japanese text, and the figure has got fixed heels, which has been a common issue in the first batch of this mold. To top it all, this release also improves tolerances on the mold, like the head flip parts and Optimus's gun on his hand. So I guess this is supposed to show that the... See, now... I wish this photo or this photo set from this person would have shown the old version as well as the new version to show the difference. Cause this, to me, like I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference unless I saw like an actual comparison time, photo comparison of what the old heels looked like to the new heels, because these heels look fine to me. But then again, I don't have Studio Series 86 Optimus, and honestly, I don't really want him.
Well, and this is my thing. I wouldn't mind a Studio Series Optimus Prime. However, it for the price point, I'll get a third party Optimus Prime that's Masterpiece.
What is his price point? I don't even know anymore.
90.
Oh, he's 90.
Ooh. Yeah. Because it's Commander class.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. All right. So he's $90. And a common issue in the first batch of this mold, I understand Hasbro Takara Tomy Studios. I understand this is the Takara Tomy version, fine. But I'm sorry, Hasbro, you let your Japanese partner put out a version of this elite toy with a common issue in the first batch? You fucked it up in the first try? Really? Seriously?
I mean,
like,
we are talking about same company though that put out the Kingdom Beast figures with tolerance issues of plastic and then painting them according to the show, and then Takara Tomy comes out with a premium finish,
yeah,
which had all of the correct color aesthetics that I had to hand paint on my original figures.
Yeah.
So
this is why it worries me, being a regular non-Funko Pop toy collector, is because these companies aren't doing the quality control. Just seems to be completely thrown out the window.
They threw it out the window back during the Power of the Primes. Because honestly, like, if you look at that whole line, the Prime, you know, the Combiner Wars, Titans Return, and Power of the Primes.
Yep.
The quality of those figures, like, yes, some of the aspects were pretty nice.
Yeah.
Comparing, let's say I compare even the Optimal Optimus, because right, I do have that figure of varying degrees. Comparing their Power of the Primes Optimal Optimus, it has more posability than the original figure. It is closer in detail to the show in some regards. And then in others, the original release from 1997 is better. It had the chrome, like the gold, the vac metal on them. Mm-hmm. It was heavier.
Yep.
And overall, like, it was pretty show accurate for, you know, the colors and everything else. A lot of the paint jobs were the first things I started noticing, but the plastic has gotten thinner and flimsier as the years have gone on, to the point that third party is almost the way to go.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sad when they're the ones that are supposed to originate it. I mean, even the quality control on the original Masterpiece Beast Wars Megatron, there were issues with it, with tolerances and certain parts being brittle, and the knockoff actually fixed all of that. And it's slightly different color, like slightly off, to the point, if you didn't know the difference or have them side by side, you're not going to notice,
right,
the difference between the two. And that's why I have a knockoff instead of the official, because there's a $300 difference for something that was manufactured better. And yeah, it has David Kaye's voice.
Exactly.
So go figure. But I mean, like, I would love to support some of the Hasbro stuff, because, like, honestly, I would love to be able to pick the stuff up in the store, but they underproduce the ones that everybody wants and overproduce the other ones, which is, I mean, it's beating a dead horse. I've been saying that for years, but I mean, I'm finally starting to see some new stuff in the store because everything else got clearanced out or sent to like an Ollie's in some other state because Colorado doesn't have one. Right.
You should be thankful.
So, I mean, this is getting to the other part that I was going to cut in with earlier. They mm-hmm. have these new Smash battlers, or I don't know, like these Smash together.
I know what you're talking about.
I took a look at that in the store and I'm like, these are ridiculously stupid. And I get they had a Cheetor, you know, playing, you know, cat dog with Tigatron as the rear end. And I was like, okay, these are kind of stupid, like, because it's like a mix and match thing. I'm like, what the heck are the point of these? Like, why manufacture something that is not? I mean, looking at it, like the Transformers One stuff is somewhat shelf warming. I mean, you can pretty much find every Optimus Prime and Bumblebee on the shelf. Like,
yeah,
they're not going anywhere.
No,
all of the Earthspark stuff was clearanced out to get rid of it. The Beast, the last Beast movie, or the Transformers live action movie with the Beast stuff, took forever for them to get rid of. They had to clearance it, like mega clearance it, to get rid of it. And then Transformers One stuff selling pretty decent. Studio Series stuff sells pretty decent. The Transformers Legacy United is doing pretty, like, somewhat decent once they got past the G2 color stuff, when they started getting like Slipstream and animated Bumblebee and, you know, some of those characters that are kind of jumping genres there. They started doing better. And then I, for the first time the other day, I saw that deluxe Studio Series Devastation Optimus Prime in the store. And I took a look at it and I'm like, I want to like it, but I don't. Like,
yeah,
it just seems bland and it looks cheap. And that was that. That's my main gripe with the Hasbro stuff anymore, is it looks cheap.
Yeah.
And now they did have these retro card backed Transformers, which I didn't even know I don't know if I missed it or if I didn't know that that was a thing. Mm-hmm. But they re-released Bumblebee, you know, in his Earth form with the Volkswagen Beetle.
Yep.
In this classic styled packaging, and it says, you know, the Transformers More Than Meets the Eye, and it's got the red, and it's got the classic art deco of the original Bumblebee on it, and it's like a very, like, it's just a card back with a very minimalistic plastic covering Bumblebee himself, which honestly I kind of like.
Yeah,
I mean, it's bigger cardboard, like square, because they're right. Putting the art, but it I think it kind of compensates for the fact that some of the figures are bigger than others. And then they had Gears, like Autobot Gears. And I was like, okay, this is a new figure.
Oh,
and but I mean, they're still a deluxe. So, I mean, you're still paying, you know, $25 for these things. And I get inflation and I get all that stuff. For the amount of plastic I'm paying for, like, it better be like kind of immaculate for that $25.
You damn right it better be immaculate for $25 freaking.
And they have a hard time selling the leader class. They have a hard time selling the Voyager class. Like, I don't really see those move. I've seen the deluxe go farther. We don't have basic anymore, so that's gone, or core class or whatever. I think that there's still room that they can make this work. And I will be looking forward to seeing what they do with some of the other characters and, you know, these classic card backs, and, you know, maybe re-releasing some of the Beast type characters, or releasing the new ones with classic box styles, but with a new figure, you know, something like that. 'Cause like I'm looking forward to when they, you know, get some of that new stuff And, you know, especially with some of the stuff we're going to talk about later with new figures coming along the way.
Yeah. Well, what have we been saying? We've been saying last year when we did episodes of this podcast, and this year we're going to say it all this year too, because I will say this. Hasbro, you've got the market of us. You've got us. You've got the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50-year-old collector. You've got us. We may not always buy everything. There are some of us that will, but, you know, most of the time you've got certain things appeal to certain one of us and others of us and whatever. They need to be fostering that kid market again. And honestly, the old stuff sells the best.
Well,
so like what you're talking about, like these new figures or these new renditions of figures, put a new Cheetor in a classic Beast Era box or a Beast Era packet. Like you can still do cool things with the brand with new figures.
So here's part of my thing too, though. Parents are not buying this stuff for the kids. One, they can't afford it.
Two,
kids do not play with toys. Kids are on electronics. And so that's, I see where Brian Cox purposely has pivoted to
Chris Cox. You know, not Brian.
I know what I meant. But Chris Cox, I can see why he pivoted to gaming.
Games, yeah.
Because kids are, that's where they're at. That's where they're going to make the money. And they know that. And that's why they're offsourcing, you know, everything else to everybody else other than like Transformers and some of their core brands. And then they're manufacturing those themselves with, you know, some caveats of some specific versions that don't transform to other people. And I understand that. And I understand that they're, you know, they're pretty much a collector's market now. Like they're not. It's not a kid's market. It's the people that grew up with it. We're the ones buying it. We're the ones that are like, oh, it's a new version of what I used to have. You know, point in case. If I ever saw the, it's the classic Optimus Prime, you know, that looks like the original Optimus Prime toy.
Oh,
you know, it's the Legacy United Deluxe G1 Universe Optimus Prime.
Yep.
Like, for instance, I'm highly tempted to get that one. For the sole purpose, it's a nostalgia kick. Like, I had it. I don't love the colors. Like, I don't love the fact that, I mean, I know it's plastic and it's not diecast, and I get that. That's not my thing. It's the gripe that the only one I have is specifically is the you know, it looks like plastic, you know, compared to the but they give him, you know, the ankle tilt, they give him, you know, some of the knee bending, they give him you know, better articulation, he has, you know, the fists fold in on themselves, you know, they give him the Energon axe, and then you know, there's a couple little modifications that are modernized, but I mean, if I saw that, I would like probably pick it up because I'm like, that's a pretty cool, you know, figure. I liked the original one despite the fact that it looked like hot garbage compared to, you know, what it was supposed to be. But it was cool for the time, and I had one, and it was one of the ones that I thought was really neat. And so like what I would do with it is I would give it the paint job that it shows on the back of the box.
Yeah.
You know, the richer blues, the chrome, the richer reds, you know, the deep dark red, you know, so it looks metallic. Like I would give it that paint job if I, you know, actually bought it. And but I mean, that's the kind of thing, like, it's a nostalgia kick. It's giving you a modern version of a classic figure. But it's they're definitely selling to us. Like, it's not the kids. It's
but
I mean, like I would buy this over the Studio Series 86 based on the fact that this, I know what I'm getting. Like, the Devastation Optimus Prime looks like crap compared to this. The the Studio Series 86 is great. I just wish that they would sell them separate from the trailer. And that's been my gripe with the various primes that have come out. It's you know, I would be more willing to be like, oh, I'll drop $35, you know, on a Voyager Optimus Prime of Studio Series 86 or even 40, you know, but 90, it's like, I'll buy a third party and get just the cab. It'll be bigger and it'll be better quality and the paint job will match. So it's one of those things where I have to kind of weigh things.
Yeah, I understand. And my thing is, if I really wanted it, if I really wanted to have it, and obviously I'd have to save the money to do it, I wouldn't mind paying the 90 because I want Roller. I want the trailer because I want that full experience of being able to have Optimus in truck mode, not just the cab. I want that full trailer. I want to be able to open up those back doors and have Roller pop out kind of thing. So I get it. I understand where you're coming from because you're coming from the great upgrade of 1996 and things were smaller and more compact and more beastly than car. You didn't need trailers for beast modes. So I get it. But yeah, I don't know, dude. Like, it just... So let me... I don't remember if I've asked you this in past episodes. I don't know. Have you or will you ever show your kids Generation 1?
I already have.
Okay. Well, I don't remember. That's fine.
I know that. But they genuinely enjoyed that.
Okay.
Like they like G1.
The car. Okay.
They so like that. Like my youngest loves he doesn't really care. He's like, I'll watch whatever. He likes Beast Wars. He likes G1.
My
older one likes G1. Like he likes the car. He likes the vehicles. Cars. Okay. There's more, you know. There's more that has them engaged with it, I guess, just because it is cars.
Right. And they are your oldest is how old now?
12.
He's 12. Okay, so he's 12. So he's.
And my youngest is going to be 10 in like 10. A month.
Okay. So your youngest still has about two. Okay. I'm trying to think of like. Trying to think of like kids' ages of like when to kind of try. I'm trying to think of like how Hasbro could get the kid market back of how they should be. Like, I remember when we were kids from 85 to 89. So I was 5 years old to 9 years old. You could, anytime my mom took me to the mall, I'm like running to KB Toys or running to Toys R Us or. Running to wherever there was Transformers toys or He-Man toys or whatever, I'm like, zoom there immediately. And I'm trying to think of in 2025, 2026, what has, and this is why I thought, oh, modern toys in vintage packaging would maybe get, but I don't know. It is what it is. Speaking of things that are kind of classic, and I almost thought this was an April Fool's joke because it just sounds like it would be an April Fool's joke. Up next, new third-party company, Big Mac Toy. Come on.
Big Mac Toy make Big Mac.
No
sauce included.
Exactly. No Thousand Island dressing for you. But like, seriously, when I saw this, and I understand the Weibo post was on March 29th, but when TFW posted this, was on April 1st, and I read the headline, Big Mac Toy, B-I-G-O-1. I'm like, wait, what in the hell is this? That's why in our document I put April Fool's ? Because I'm like, we don't do April Fool's around here. We don't.
No, we stay offline.
Exactly. I mean, I'm online, but I ignore all the fools. So this is Big Mac Toy, B-I-G-O-1, G-1 Fortress Maximus. This thing is going to be 2 feet 5 inches tall.
That's a bit excessive. Can you imagine how much that'll be with tariffs?
Yeah, it's going to be terrifying, is what it's going to be.
But yeah, I mean, I'm all for like.
Yeah,
this kind of stuff. Like, I think it's cool. It's going to be heavy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand where people have the room to put these gargantuan versions of these characters. Like, the biggest figure I've ever had of anything was when I had the Transmetal 2 Megatron, like the winged dragon.
Yep.
And it was so big because of the wings and just the size. It put the rest of my masterpiece to shame. And I was like, I don't have anything this big. Like, I don't even have a Star Trek ship. I don't have like a Megazord, like nothing. And I ended up getting rid of it because of one, space. And then two, I was like, well, I can flip it, you know, for what I got it for. And then, I can get something else, which I did. I was able to get like two or three other masterpiece and like half the Beast Wars line.
So City Bots for me have never been about the bot. Metroplex, Fort Max, Scorponok, Triptychon. Okay, maybe Triptychon was about the dinosaur, but they've never been about the bot mode. It's always been about the city mode because it was a play set experience. You watch the old Metroplex commercial or you watch the old Fort Max commercials and you can have your other Transformers. That is what, like, that's why all the other Transformers were smaller. Obviously, not just why, but like, go back to 1984, go back to 1985. We were just talking about the updated version of Generation 1 84 Optimus. But you go back to 84, you go back to Optimus, you go back to Bumblebee, Cliffjumper, you go back to Ratchet and Soundwave and Megatron and Starscream and the Jets and the this and that and the other thing. You have something like this here, and I'm just looking at the city. I have the larger city image pulled up, the middle image here, where it's just the city. It's not open battle station mode, it's just the city mode where the ramps are. Go in, go out, go around, go whatever, you know, up, upside down, inside out, whatever kind of thing. Like, it's a display piece. Same thing with the Ark and the Nemesis. Like, it's a display piece of using the other toys you have. These bigger bots, for me, have never been about the robot mode. Do I like the characters of Fortress Maximus or Metroplex as the robots? Yeah, but I like them in the cartoon. As a toy, if I had this today, I would be using it as a battle station. I would be using it as a city for every other smaller thing that I have. Like, I have the I have the Jada Toys Nano Metal Figs. Like, I just basically dropped Starscream on his metal head here. I would put all my Jada Toys Nano Metal Figs, all my Autobots, I would put them in this city or around this city somewhere, kind of thing. So I understand what you're saying about the space. I completely do. But that to me is why the city bots, like, if you look, what's the episode? Oh God, I should know this. I'm a Transformers fan. I should know this. The Oh, is it Five Faces of Darkness when Scourge and Starscream and
Metroplex, it was Starscream's Ghost.
Starscream's, that's what it is. Starscream's Ghost. In Starscream's Ghost, Starscream comes back to life. He possesses Scourge, and Scourge Starscream has to do these labors for Unicron, and Unicron wants eyes. Well, what's he going to do? He's going to steal Metroplex's eye and Trypticon's eye, and they have to go in. And as they're going in, they see what kind of life is being lived inside the city that is Metroplex. People can say what they want to say about the IDW publishing comics, which I absolutely love the IDW publishing Transformers, IDW 2.0 comics. But Margaret Scott, who we interviewed a couple of times on the pullback, she wrote the Windblade series, several of them, and Windblade is the city speaker. She actually talks to Metroplex and has a relationship with him and does all that and whatever else. And it's just a genuine, interesting thing of how the rest of the Transformers can live inside of this one Transformer. So yeah, I don't think we have pricing on this yet. No, it's probably, since it's two feet, 5 inches tall, because I had to do a conversion on that, folks, because I don't want to sit here and say it's 76 centimeters. I mean, that's what it says in the post, but I wanted the actual, you know, feet, 5 inches.
I mean, it's, I think it's, I want to say it's on Show Z.
Okay. Well, if it is, you let me know. I mean, 2 feet, 5 inches tall is about the same height as the original Fort Max. He was 2 feet tall. So, you know, it is what it is. I think this is cool. I probably won't be getting it, but I think it's very cool.
Yeah, he's 29.92 inches. Yeah. It says that on Show Z.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people can pre-order him.
What's the pre-order price? Does it say?
It just says $1 to start. So
I want to know what I'm actually paying for. Like, I want to know the actual price. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of the things that are costly, Masterpiece Generations. Why they got to add the G to the MP? I don't get this, but MPG 17 Optimus Prime. Official images and promotional video. I watched the promotional video. It looks good. This is via Amazon Japan. We have new official images and pre-orders for the Japanese market of the new Transformers MPG 17 Optimus Prime style generation. This new stylized Optimus mold features elements from different universes. It is up for pre-order. Wait, why is it different universe? Somebody somewhere on Facebook, I'll have to send it to you later. Somebody somewhere on Facebook did a Optimus Masterpiece Optimus Prime over the years. He's only gotten like more buffier, kind of like he's gotten skinnier. He's gotten like, he used to be fat with a pH back in the MP01 days. By MP44, he's kind of slimmed down to the point of, look, you know, two shakes, you know, and a sensible dinner, and I'm good to go. But the video looks cool. It looks cool. It looks good. This is what, like, at does it say what it's supposed to be? It's new styles. It was just confirmed that the figure will stand 24 centimeters, 9.5 inches in robot mode, which is almost the same size as MP44 Optimus Prime.
Don't get me wrong. I like the appearance of it. Like, I like his vehicle mode. I like the robot mode.
Yeah, but...
I don't know. It almost looks like they, like, took... Randall and Dr. Smooth Optimus Prime and translated him to I don't like the really pointy part of his head.
Yeah, the ears are a little bit much.
And the ankles kind of make me feel like they're on a ball joint that could break.
Yeah, that looks a little bad.
But the rest of it, like, I mean, I'm pretty sold on this version of a modern Optimus Prime.
And no trailer, like no trailer for you. No, so no $165.80 could be yours today.
Yeah, except that's a little bit rich for me. I don't want them.
Okay, I know.
I'll wait wait for the knockoff. No, I'm just that's horrible.
You are gonna drive me nuts. I don't want to pay $90 for the Hasbro all-in-one trailer version, but I don't want to pay $165 without the trailer. Make up your freaking mind, dude.
Well, I can buy the Magic Square Light of Freedom Optimus Prime Metallic version for $69. And he's no trailer.
Yeah, do that then. I think I don't think I've ever seen this before. I don't think I've ever seen anyone put his laser rifle on his shoulder.
I have.
Really?
Yeah. You want to know when that happened?
What happened?
When I wrote about Optimus Prime.
Oh, of course. When you wrote about your Chevy S10 truck.
No. This predates that.
Oh.
This is late 90s.
I thought Optimus was the Chevy S10.
Oh, the GMC S10 or S15. Oh, but okay. So, story time.
Yes.
Way back when the Transformers sites, you know, used to be
good,
plentiful and good and all of this, there was a bunch of tech spec creator websites. Okay. That would generate a tech spec based on what you wrote.
Gotcha.
And they would sit in a database and you could download them. And I did. So I wrote about a character that I created called Optimus Prime. And I wrote his tech spec. I wrote his information that he was essentially a failed clone of Optimus Prime after Optimus Prime went back to Earth. You know, or went to Earth and was lost. And so they wanted an Optimus Prime. So they cloned him in the failed experiment. He ended up becoming like the white and like slate metallic, you know, Optimus Prime, essentially like a Ultra Magnus without the armor. And he had a fusion cannon on his shoulder.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Is how I designed him. And then, and then he also had another one, like it was basically his hand cannon was on his shoulder, but then his fusion cannon was like on his arm too. So, I mean, it could go either way, but
right.
Point being, he had a cannon on his shoulder. And so it's kind of funny that this figure is capable of it. Plus, they have pegs on his back that you can actually mount his various weapons.
Nice, yeah.
To kind of hold them in place, like on the side and on the top or on the complete back. So I think it's kind of cool how he does have the cannon there.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I don't know. It makes him look more like I'm ready for battle. Optimus Prime, roll out. but yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. I like it. I think it's cool. And then he's got the laser sword arms and stuff. Mm-hmm. No, I think this is really well done. I do like it. When it boils down to like a money thing, it's not 100% like something I have to get my hands on. I kind of wish I never got rid of my MP01.
Yeah.
But it's neither here nor there. I may eventually get another Masterpiece Optimus Prime. This may be it. This may not. I don't know. But I do think it's kind of cool. I like the Magic Square version better, but I think that these are all awesome. It, you know, there's a flavor of Optimus Prime out there for everyone.
Yep, absolutely. Oh boy, and yeah. So I'm waiting to see what the price is going to be on this thing, but apparently we would have had to wait a few more days on this, folks, because the pre-order does not go up until April 10th. But premium collectibles, studio museum scale, Unicron statue reveal. Coming to us from the official Premium Collectibles Studio Facebook, we have our official reveal of the massive Premium Collectibles Studios museum scale Unicron statue. The Chaos Bringer is coming. The PCS Collectibles Transformers Unicron museum scale statue goes up for pre-order on April 10th, measuring an immense 39 inches. This towering force of destruction is a must-have for Transformers fans. Stay tuned for more details, yada, yada, yada. So, 39 inches. I'm wondering, what's the difference between this and the other thing.
The one that actually transforms?
Yes. Besides the fact that this one doesn't. It's
this
just
one's a statue.
Yeah, no, I know, but like, why is like, okay, if you're gonna do a Unicron statue, and I'm looking at the better image of this on the Facebook thing that they linked here. If you're going to do a Unicron statue, wouldn't you do something where the bottom of him is the top of Cybertron, and he's actually literally recreate the scene where he's standing on top of Cybertron fighting everybody from the movie if you're really going to do a 39 inch statue. I don't know, whatever. Maybe I'm just complaining too much, folks. You know how we love to complain around here. I don't know. And honestly, there's only one Transformers statue that I still want to this day that I don't think I will ever have because I think it was a display piece only. And it's all your damn fault. Because it's your guy, even though it's not the purple version of him.
Dragon Megatron.
Dead. Goddamn Red Dragon Megatron from that whatever convention that was. That display piece was so cool. Thing was awesome. Anyway. All right. Yeah. So there's that. We don't know what we'll do an update at some point next month or something, folks, but pre-order for that is coming April 10th at 12 PM Pacific time on April 10th. Getting into some comics stuff because Skybound under Image Comics, Skybound Entertainment is the home of the Transformers. Transformers fans roll out today. This was posted March 11th, but in collaboration with leading games IP and toy company Hasbro, announced a campaign for a Kickstarter exclusive, the Transformers Compendium set, which will collect the complete U.S. and U.K. stories from the 1980s the Transformers Marvel Comics run in definitive hardcover compendiums. Fans can sign up for the mailing list now and receive all campaign details and updates ahead of its launch on Tuesday, April 8th, 2025 at 6 a.m. Pacific time. Hey, that's tomorrow. Or today when you're hearing this. Or after today when you're hearing this, whenever. But April 8th, 2025 is when the Kickstarter will go live. There's a teaser trailer that I will send the link to you for. Lovingly bound in gorgeous fox leather, each of the Transformers compendium is between 950 and 1200 pages. Longtime and new fans alike can expect to relive the classic stories that started it all for the robots in disguise in editions that will not be available anywhere else. Very, very cool that they're doing this. And campaign rewards will include 1980-style tech spec cards, a challenge coin, featuring Autobot and Decepticon shields, patches, exclusive comics, and additional stretch goals to unlock as the campaign progresses. Previous Skybound campaign backers and early mailing list members will receive a free Jetfire tech spec card when they back the campaign. Quote from Skybound says, "We wanted to make sure that Skybound's follow-up to the record-breaking G.I. Joe A Real American Hero Compendium campaign gave Transformers fans the jaw-dropping experience they deserve," said Sean Mankiewicz, or Mankiewicz, Senior Vice President Publisher, Skybound. "The Till All Are One Compendium box set is the most epic comic book collection we've ever produced. So whether you're looking to read the entire Cybertronian saga like never before or dive into stunning hardcover collections of the US and UK comics, this campaign has something for every longtime and new Transformers reader." That is very cool. I absolutely love that. I think that's great that they're doing that. It's not something I need personally, since we've already covered a good majority of the Marvel US and UK run over on the pull bag. Did that a couple of years ago. We need to finish that at some point, probably later this year in Autobotly August or something. Because I think there's like two trades that we didn't finish at the time.
I think so.
Yeah, we'll finish it at some point. But that is very, very cool. I do think it is very cool that Skybound is doing that. And that they are offering very, very cool collectible type items. And that's the cool thing about physical comics, is that offering to have the stories in these hardcover special edition type things, and offering to have an experience that you could never have before, and past comic licensees like IDW and Dreamwave and obviously Marvel, I'm sure they've done, like, I know IDW did several things over the years, but you know, those are out of print by now, most likely. And with Skybound being the current license holder, they're going to do stuff special for the old stuff, just as they're doing their new run with the Energon universe. Oh boy. This is okay. So this next one is going to be, I need to really just do a pullbag episode for this, but basically, Alliance Entertainment acquiring key assets from Diamond Comic Distributors. So earlier at some point, Diamond Comic Distributors filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Alliance Entertainment arrived to the rescue earlier today. Proposed acquisition, which is subject to bankruptcy court approval, includes Diamond Comic Distributors US, Alliance Game Distributors, Diamond Select Toys and Collectibles, and Collectible Grading Authority, who collectively represent a 42-year-old enterprise recognized as a category-defining leader in comic books, tabletop games, pop culture merchandise, and collectible grading. Together, Diamond Comic Distributors US, Alliance Gaming Distributors, and Collectible Grading Authority support over 5,000 retail storefronts, ranging from blah, blah, blah. So the news is that Alliance Entertainment Holding Corporation, trying to boil this down here, has been selected as the winning bidder to acquire substantially all of the assets of Diamond Comic Distributors Incorporated, currently being sold through a court-supervised bankruptcy process. The proposed acquisition, which is subject to bankruptcy court approval, includes everything I just mentioned.
So we'll see how everything goes.
Yeah, I'm looking for a price here. That's what I'm looking for. There's no price. Yeah. But basically, yeah, it's a thing. It's a whole thing. I was looking for a number, and they're not giving me a number. This is why sometimes I really hate TFW 2005 when they, and I know it's not their fault. This is the way the press release is. So they just copied the press release. But like some of these press releases, like the headline should be Alliance Entertainment acquiring key assets from Diamond Comic Distributors for $1 million. It's not going to be $1 million. I'm just doing the Dr. Evil thing. But that's a big thing that Diamond is getting acquired by Alliance Entertainment. That
doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise me, but it's news that kind of came out of nowhere. I was not expecting to see that news happen last month. So, yep. And then we get to Skybound Compendium Volume 2, available for Amazon pre-order. This is the paperback collecting more of the Marvel series. End of the Iconic Original Era collects Transformers 45 to 80, Transformers the Movie 1 to 3, Transformers Generation 2 1 to 12. Oh.
See, that's what I'm more so interested in, is the fact that it has the Generation 2, but
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's still cool seeing all this stuff come back out again. Everything old is new again.
Absolutely. Well, that's not bad, actually. No. For that. That's okay. So you, oh, wait a minute here. So we get in 45 to 80. That's nearly 40 issues. Plus the movie 1 to 3, another 12. So, like, let's say 70 issues of comics in one compendium for $60, just under $60. That's not bad at all.
Mm-mm.
That's an investment right there. That's very cool. Huh. Well, your birthday's coming up, so look out. You think I'm joking.
I know.
You scoff. You think I'm joking. I have your address. I know what the hell I'm doing.
Anyway, so moving on to the last thing of the night, the 2026 Studio Series stuff.
Oh boy.
So TFW member JT Prime 17, mm-hmm. Of course, has an in places. Yep. So yep. He sees the product number, which I'm pretty sure these are Target numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Just from what I remember.
Oh yeah.
So anyways, the first link that I posted, because there's like two different ones of just kind of continuing it. You know, we get like the deluxe studio series. It says like A level.
Yeah.
Deluxe. I think it's Devastation Bumblebee.
Yep.
And then there's deluxe TF1 Orion Pax. Then we get, you know, Barricade. We get deluxe Windcharger. From 86, Deluxe 86 Sunstreaker, 86 Kranix, 86 Cliffjumper.
Did we ever get a Kranix figure? Because if we haven't, that's kind of awesome.
It is. I don't think we have.
Yeah.
I don't think we've had a Windcharger either, or some of these others. But then you get TF1 Thundercracker, TF1 Arachnid, and these are all deluxes. And then the Voyagers, we're getting the Skywarp Thundercracker, Seekers from 86, Shockwave from 86, TF1 Alpha Trion, and then Leader, we're getting Leader 86 Soundwave, 86 Astro Train, 86 Snarl, TF5 Nemesis Prime, 30th Anniversary Capsule for 86, and it says 86 Anniversary Deluxe Hound, Voyager Scourge, Voyager Hot Rod, and Leader Optimus Prime. So 86th anniversary Leader Optimus Prime. So I'm wondering if this version of Optimus Prime is going to give me the colors that I'm looking for.
Let's hope.
Like the detail, like, cause yeah. if it was like, you know, I had that the 86 film aesthetic.
Yeah.
I would be more likely to jump.
Yeah.
Not that the figure's bad. I mean, I like what they did.
No, and it is
enough different. Like, yeah. I felt like the war for Cybertron, Optimus Prime, the Earthrise and the Kingdom Optimus Prime, I felt like worked as a good G2 Optimus Prime, whereas this will be a good G1.
Yeah.
Because it is G1. And then I have Scourge from, like, the 86 Scourge from Studio Series, so this is not enticing because they have, I mean, one, I have it. Two, there's, like, they that shell form for so long, like his sweeps.
Yeah.
And then the other link is the Age of the Primes full listing.
Yeah.
And so we end up with Deluxe Quintus Prime, Deluxe Sure Shot, which doesn't tell you what version of Sure Shot, like if it's G1, if is it like another universe.
No, we get Deluxe. It says Gen Prime Deluxe Sure Shot.
No, it's generations of the, it's the Age of the Primes. Oh. They all say Prime. So they're doing the generation thing here instead of the United or Legacy United, or, you know, it's not Legacy, it's Generations again.
Yeah.
So they're being super coy on this one, so we don't even know what universes are necessarily coming from. So we have Blast Off, we have Quick Strike, which if that's a deluxe Quick Strike for Beast Wars, that could be interesting.
Yep.
Smokescreen, Power Glide, Swerve, Animated Ratchet, Cliff Jumper. And then we get to Voyager. We get Amalgamous Prime, Brawl. I mean, they're going to make Bruticus. Animated Retgar, Armada Sideways, Nexus Prime. And then we get Leaders. We get Big Convoy from Beast Wars 2. Or Beast Wars Neo, I'm sorry. Which will round out kind of the Beast Wars 2 leader, you know, of Leo Prime.
Yeah.
And then Big Convoy. And then Universe Razor Claw, which was in the past was when they kind of had it previously. I'm wondering if this is from Predaking or if this is from like the universe, like universe line, which is, that's what it looks like, which would be a repaint of Tigahawk in the purple and black.
Yeah.
For the universe line. And then of course we get Onslaught and then Generation Selects G2 swoop and Sludge. Mm-hmm. So nothing particularly here other than like Quick Strike I would care about. Maybe Big Convoy because he's a giant elephant prime. Yeah. I mean, I'm more interested in the 86 Studio Series stuff than I am this particular section, but it's still cool to see that there's some cool stuff coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool stuff is good stuff. Yeah. I mean, there is a lot of good stuff that's coming pretty much. I think what has me more excited about anything that they're currently doing is whatever they do with the animated line. I'm more interested to see any of that than anything else at this point. Because I liked animated and the animated line itself is, I mean, 2007, 2008, 2009. Seeing those toys in modern day aesthetic, but still modern day, not aesthetic, modern day toy building with the same aesthetic that we had from the actual show. Just how they're pulling that off is just so, so fun and so cool. And that Prime Cliff Jumper, well, you're going to get the horns, folks.
It might be Prime Cliff Jumper.
Well, that's what it says.
Well, those were all Age of the Primes.
No, it had two Primes on that listing. It did say Trod Gen Prime, but it did say Prime Cliff Jumper.
Okay, it does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew I wasn't reading it wrong. So, but yeah, no, I mean, it's awesome to be a Transformers fan currently, from comics to toy collecting to whatever else. I think the only thing that we're currently lacking is animation. I don't know why. I don't know what they're waiting on.
They might be waiting for like a reboot or, you know, somewhere in that.
I guess.
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know.
Is Hasbro.
That's very true. Like, but yeah, so.
So, yeah, that about rounds out everything. So anything else you want to bring up before we close this out?
I would have had for this episode, and I'll probably have it next time, hopefully. I would have had, because I finally, at the end of March, I was able to pay off my buddy, and he was going to ship me the Transformers Funko Pop NFTs of Cheetor, Blitzwing, RC, and Ultra Magnus from the NFT Wave 2 of Funko Pops. He shipped them, which I've lived here in this apartment that I'm living in for 3 years. I've never had a shipping problem. I haven't had a USPS shipping problem in 2 decades. He shipped them Ground Advantage or whatever USPS has or whatever. And they never showed up. They constantly went through the USPS system. They did this, they did that. And now, because they've been unclaimed, they're being shipped back to him. And I'm like, wait, what? How the hell did that happen? Like, what the hell? Like, this is why I don't buy stuff anymore, folks. This is why I don't buy any, because half the time, and most people know, I don't leave my apartment unless I have to. So I have to have things delivered or shipped to me, because I don't go out and get the stuff myself. And it's not like you can go out and actually buy the NFTs in an actual physical store, because they're NFTs and it is what it is. But it's one of those things where it's like, damn it. Like, come on. So there's that. But hopefully next time I will have that to report back, that I actually got those. Because I've seen the Cheetor. I've seen other people post like a 360 of the Cheetor. But obviously I want to get the thing in hands and I want to see it for myself and all that and whatever else. And I'm hoping that they do. What I find interesting with Funko and the Transformers license is either they don't do anything with it, or when they do stuff with it, they, like, nobody's talking about it. Like, I get it. The overall Transformers community. Ew, Funko Pops. Yeah. I think I know, like, maybe 5 people besides myself that actually like the Funko Pop Transformer stuff. But like, I don't see Funko Pop Transformers in any of the Funko auction stuff on Whatnot that I follow. And I'm not on Whatnot Funko auctions to be buying stuff, but I support just, it's like watching a YouTube video, just going whatever. So I don't know. It is what it is. It's weird. It's whatever. But we've gotten, we had WonderCon already this year. No Transformers exclusives for WonderCon. I don't know if there's going to be any Funko Transformers exclusive for SDCC, CCCC. So I don't know. That's a running, over on Geekcast Radio, folks, it's a running joke between my buddies Christopher and Matt and I when we do our convention attention coverage of cons that they go to. If it ends in a CC, we usually add like 7 CCCCCs because EC, CCCCC, it's a running joke. But yeah, I mean, you know, like I always say, even if there isn't anything currently going on for Transformers for somebody, there's always 41 years of history. I will recommend the Skybound comics for older Transformers fans, for adult Transformers fans, because it is geared towards the adult collector, the adult reader. No child should be reading the the Daniel Warren Johnson Transformers comic because it's far too violent. But for us adults, it's actually pretty good. Although after 18 issues of him writing it, I'm like, get to the point already. Literally the 18th issue that me and Jesse Early, Matrix Prime, and Ryan the Uneven Flow discussed on another comic review, Jesse's podcast. By the end of it, I'm like, okay, can we get a new writer? Not that Daniel Warren Johnson's a bad writer, but I want a different voice on this. I want a different story. I'm tired of this already. Like, get to the point. So maybe I'm just old and bitter, folks. I don't know.
So with that, thank you as always for listening to All Things Transformers. I've been your host, Steve Megatron, with TFG1 Mike. You can, of course, interact with us and the show on geekcastradio.com on the episode post or on social media. Until next time, transform and transcend.